With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But the show goes on, and we're going to talk to Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Pioneer Press. He joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Jerry, I'm so thankful that that you're able to be on the show tonight and talk about your friend and former colleague, Sid Hartman. I wanted to start with just talk about the first time that you met Sid.
Oh, man, I think one of the first times ever. They hired me right out of college, and I think Sid was a little skeptical about that since I don't think he ever got out of the 11th grade. And I was hired to cover the North Stars, which wasn't a very big beat back then, but certainly not like the Vikings or the Twins or the Timberwolves weren't around yet. But one of my first nights on the job, there was a game. I got hired like on Halloween, so it was like the very beginning of November, and maybe 8-9 games into the season. And they had not started well, and they hadn't finished well the year before. And just turns out that night that they were going to fire their coach, and Sid was at the game, which he often did back then. He was everywhere, like you mentioned earlier. He must have gone down to Lou Nanny's office, who was the general manager, and found out that they were firing the coach, Bill Mahoney, because he came up and basically kind of gave me the scoop 3 days on the job that they were firing their coach. And I wrote it, apparently not forceful enough for Sid's liking, because I don't think he forgave me for that for about 3 years. But here I am, 23 years old, three days on the beat, and Sid's coming up. And actually didn't want any credit for it, just wanted to say, hey, they're doing this right. But that's I may have met him before that, but that's the first memory that comes to mind 36 years ago.
Do you I guess in the business, how many people have you come across that were as competitive as he was in terms of like working the beat and being out there and going to stuff? Like, you know, I didn't meet Sid Hartman until, I want to say, 1998. So, what, 22 years ago? So later in life. But this is a guy that was everywhere. And it was quite amazing to me that he was as many places as he was, but he loved and had a passion for sports media and journalism and doing all of the work.
The thing that amazed me about him more than anything, like you said, is that for all his wealth, you know, the guy's a millionaire many times over, all the successes, all the people he knows, you know, rubbing elbows with these power brokers. For such a success story, he was the most insecure guy I've ever met, I think, which is why until 100 he kept writing and kept kind of trying to prove himself. Even when we changed sports editors a couple of years ago, he was worried they were going to fire him because there's a new boss in town. And it's what made Sid Sid. He was just so unique. There never will be another one like him, as they say, and there never was. But he was just driven. And you know, like when I was first on the beat, you know, he wanted to beat St. Paul. He wanted to beat, you know, we didn't quite have the media machine that we have now, but he wanted to beat St. Paul. He even wanted to beat his own paper, because he told coaches and GMs and players, you know, I know with the North Stars, not to talk to me and only talk to him. So he was that competitive.
Mm. Yeah, he was really competitive. And it's you know, I'm going to get into a little bit later, you know, some of the things that I, my first interactions with Sid Hartman, which were unique in itself. But, what was it like in terms of collaborating with him? You mentioned that he gave you a scoop, but like throughout the years, was there a lot of communication and collaboration in terms of things that were going on just in the midst of the sports media market that is the Twin Cities?
There was, you know, on certain things when we worked on, I was not on the beat, but I know like times when the Viking sales came up one summer and I was doing that. And I know sometimes on the Wolves beat, and I'm sure probably on the North Star beats where we collaborated, where he dug up the news and I kind of, you know, especially when it was on a tight deadline, I wrote it. And of course he always insisted that his name was first in the Cole byline, but yeah, we did team together on that. And, you know, I remember probably several occasions, and it's much better to have Sid on your side than against you.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking to Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Star Tribune here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. What do you think was the key for him to develop in so many relationships in the business?
Well, he did give me a secret one time. I was in his office, and he had a stack of thank you cards. And he told me that anytime anybody really helped him on a story or someone that he didn't know well, he always sent them a handwritten note through the years. And it was something I remembered and I kept and I used some, but obviously not enough, not to his level. But I always found that interesting that he would always write a handwritten note. You know, that's kind of, I think even to maybe, I don't know, in very recent years, but pretty close up to the day, which is very strange in this time where everything's email and text. But he had these notes that he'd sent to people, and you know, he was just smart when he kind of developed the beat. Listening to the stories here the last couple of days, people, things that I didn't know about him, you know, he just, back in the day, he would go and find kids in high school and assistant coaches for college teams and basically establish relationships before there were anybody so that they remembered him when they were somebody. And, you know, like people have talked about how, you know, big his Rolodex must be. I mean, you say that to people now and they ask, what's a Rolodex? But I'm sure his list of phone numbers is probably unprecedented.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you gave me that tidbit. And the reason why I say that, Jerry, is because now I don't feel as weird about sending letters to people. And I mean that in all sincerity, because so when I throughout the years, one of the things that I've always cherished and I like doing is I will still be that guy that will send a letter to somebody or send a postcard whenever I go out of town and stuff like that. And I remember in my time in Kansas City that a couple of my, like my producers and even my co-hosts at time when we would do and go on trips to like, whether it was the Major League Baseball All-Star game, whatever it was, right? They would say, man, what are you doing with the postcards? Why are you sending postcards? Why are you going down to the hotel lobby and you're sending postcards? Like, to me, when you're thinking about somebody and you're sending that note, that is a special thing. And I see where Sid's coming from in doing that, because we don't do that nowadays. So you're right. We get caught up in technology. We get caught up in Facebook. We get caught up in Twitter and Instagram and I don't even do Snapchat and all of those things. So to me, I appreciate that. I feel connected with Sid in that way because it's old school.
Yeah, I mean, you need to do it in any business. You need, you know, people. When you're a kid, you all want to be the same. No one wants to be weird. But when you grow up, you know, you need to be unique. You know, you need to have people remember you and to stand out. And that was one little way he did it, even for all successes, to still be doing it through all the years. You know, that's things. I remember doing that a couple times to PR people who helped me out in the NBA, getting me interviews with people, and they just freaked out that I had sent them a personal note. That nobody does that, and that makes you be remembered, and that can't hurt you.
Yeah. A final thing for you, Jerry. What will be his legacy?
Oh man, I mean, he's going to be a guy that, you know, he just for the character that he was, for the work ethic, like you mentioned that he had. You know, just the guy that, No, you'll never see anybody like him again, and just so completely unique. I mean, you know, that would never have happened in the last 30, 40 years. A kid that dropped out of 11th grade, who sold newspapers when he was a kid, can come and make the kind of success that he made for himself. I mean, it just will never happen again.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, I appreciate the time tonight. Thank you for your memories and remembering Sid Hartman.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's Jerry Zagoda from the Minneapolis Star Tribune joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.